voiceannouncer.com.
Bart and, of course, Johnny, it'll be nice to hear his voice again.
Okay. We'll get to Robert in Rochester, then tie up some loose ends. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Okay.
Jim, you made a comment earlier about covering the Soccer World Cup. What's your opinion on the World Cup?
I think it might be more entertaining than some of the lack of goal-scoring games we've seen in the playoffs this year.
Well, I hope you would be consistent and say that it'd be like the same caliber as Olympic hockey, because it's pretty much the same format.
It's not the same game.
No, definitely not the same game.
But you have to love Italy this year, really.
Well, I do.
Yeah, you do?
They're my people.
Yeah, I know. They make good sauce over there, too.
Who's going to win, Robert?
I have no idea. It's so close to tell. But that's not why I called. I called in because Mr. Robitaille made a comment, and I wanted to make a comment on his comment.
Do it.
You mentioned that the Bills and the Sabres are such a community asset. You know, here living in Rochester, we have no major league sports, no Division I football or college teams to speak of. And we seem to get by good. I mean, granted, we'd like to have some of the, state money when it comes to building infrastructure, like with roads and bridges, and they want to build a fast ferry to Toronto, and they want to build a soccer stadium here. But I'm thinking, wouldn't Buffalo and Rochester be better served giving that money to industry so that they could build better infrastructure? And wouldn't that, I understand you have an interest because you do a sports show and sports is your business. But to the majority of your listening public, I think if given a chance to go back 10 years and say, listen, we're going to spend this money either on the Bills and the Sabres, or we're going to build up our infrastructure, what do you think the people would say today?
Good question.
Well, I love the question, and I'd love to deal with it, because I think a lot of that money should go into the area you're talking about. And I'll give you another spot I'd like to see some of that money move into is just even the veterans. How about the veterans? How about these poor people walking around? They're just left out in the cold. Who's supporting them? Whatever it is, it'll never be enough. But they always have money for sports teams. They've always found breaks. They've always found a way to keep them here. Maybe they should take better care of some of the essentials before they head in that direction.
I'd like to say three quick things, then hopefully Jim will comment. One, yes, you want to see that money, or as they say for some reason, those monies, go to righteous causes. As long as it does, though. And Rochester's had to deal with money going elsewhere to other cities, while Rochester's got none because they haven't asked. So you'd like to see if there is a designated allotment. Yeah, you want it to go to the right places, but oftentimes it goes somewhere else. You've got to make sure that it does go to what you intend or want it to go to. Secondly, of course, our listening public, and what you referenced, Robert, is also a heavy sports-minded group. So if you think we might be slanted because this is our work, I don't know if it's any more. We have any more particular affinity for all this than people who listen to a sports station. And I forget the third one. Jim, what do you think?
Well, first of all, the infrastructure is already here. We have a great network of roads and highway systems, access to major markets. Let's not kid anybody here. The two biggest problems in New York State are taxes and the fact that the money goes to Albany and then is rebated back in political interest rather than what's necessary for the communities that put the money up in the first place. It's a joke. The way the state of government in New York is, they can't even get a budget done, let alone make it an equitable budget for all areas of the state. You go across the state from Buffalo all the way to Albany down to New York City, and most of the major cities in this state are carcasses of what they once were because of general neglect by Albany and downstate interests. And as long as that continues to go on, saving one sports team or rebuilding one highway isn't going to make a bit of difference. The reason New York State doesn't compete with other states in booming areas like the one I happen to be sitting in the middle of today is because they mismanaged the golden goose to the point they virtually killed it. And until the people of New York take action on that and vote people out and bring people in who actually do reduce taxes and actually do build up industry and manufacturing and job bases inside the state of New York, it's going to be status quo. And if you keep electing the same people who go through virtually unchallenged throughout 12 and 16-year terms, you get what you deserve. And that's why most people who are forward-thinking in the state of New York are leaving it.
First, I remember the third thing. I want to say that that's probably the most outstanding commentary that's ever been aired on this radio station, with no sarcasm at all. And now here's the third thing. A generation of Buffalonians, including myself, have had pro sports, major league sports. It is a part of me. It is a part of Steve. Mike played for one of the teams and has made Buffalo his home, as so many of his former teammates have. And it is a part of his life in that way. And it is Jim's life's work. And in it happens in Buffalo, and this is sadly less true than it used to be, covering professional hockey as a career used to take you to these places all the time. And it's, you know, it's maybe less glamorous than, or exciting than it used to be. I don't know. But Rochester holds none of that. Rochester offers none of that. So if you're a sports guy, it's part of the fabric of the community, as trite as that sounds. And we think differently in Buffalo, I think, in those respects.
Now, as long as I've been on the air, that's the most outstanding thing. Well, let me tell you something, right?
I can't even come in tomorrow after that.
Jimmy mentioned taxes. Let me tell you something. You're getting into my bailiwick, being in the real estate industry and development. I've got to tell you that is the most prominent problem, is to bring people into this town. It seems to go along okay until they find out how much the taxes are. And that's what just kills the deal so many occasions.
I never thought much of Larry Quinn, who was one time for, I think, an hour and a half, the president of the Buffalo Sabres. But he was asked one time, and his response was, why can't we have both? Why can't we have good schools and pro sports teams? And the idea that this has to be a choice, paved roads over a football stadium. It's, you know, and anywhere else in this country, for the most part, that's not a choice. People have both. Out here in Denver, they've got the major four-sport group. They also have paved roads, and they have grassy mediums in the roads, which they water at night with automatic sprinkler systems. That stuff takes money. And you get that because you have a broad-based economy that is able to withstand just about anything that the economic climate can throw at it. And the people of New York, they've gotten lulled into a sense of almost a stupor that, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that, because we don't have this, we don't have that. The reason you don't have it is because you have people who refuse to do the right thing, and you have demanded so little of them that they continue to do the wrong things because it serves their best interest, not yours.
I have a colleague here that I am begging to move from TV to radio. And now I have a colleague that I'm going to start begging to move into politics. That's inspiring. It really is.
Listen, I live in Buffalo because I want to. And there's not a lot of people. I get jokes all around the National Hockey League. Well, why are you still there? You don't work for the Buffalo News anymore. You can live anywhere you want where there's a hockey. So I like it there. And I'd like to be a part of making a change there. The problem is that you butt your head against the wall. I'm 50-some years old now. And I have never seen a smidgen of success. A step forward. And I think that's a big part of why a lot of people feel betrayed by what's happening here, because this community has taken too many kicks right in the stomach, and they can't take much more of it. And if somebody doesn't come in and step up and lead, then this community as we know it is going to fail.
And to think that on one of these programs I wasted the final segment by asking you two questions about Tetris. Robert, if you don't call again after spawning this, I will come to your house and kick soccer balls at you. Charlie?
How's it going, guys?
How are you?
Well, to follow up on what that gentleman brought up, that, you know, Jim Kelly hit it right on the nail right on the head. I'd love to see a run for office, Jim. I'd vote for you any day.
Yeah. We got to all go to Angola to get that.
What can one man do? And that's the thing that's the most frustrating of all.
You can start with being the mayor of Angola.
Yeah. Get it straight. That's what you can do.
I went to high school, and I've had a longtime friend in Jack Quinn, and I've seen him to try to turn the system. I mean, you look at it, and the Titanic was a jet ski compared to the political process in Western New York in Albany. You couldn't move this thing with a sledgehammer and the USS Nimitz. It's really very frustrating. And I think what happens here in Western New York is a lot of people just throw up their hands and say, it can't be done. And so they carve out what they've got, try to hold on to it as best they can, and know that for their generations to follow, it's hell in the handbasket time.
Charlie, you better go quicker.
Okay.
I'm in a bit of a rant here, Charlie. You got to be careful. Yeah.
Am I still on here,
yes,
Dad?
Yes.
My second comment is, I'll tell you guys, I'm 26 years old, and, you know, I've got a decent job, but, God, you know tomorrow could change in this marketplace. But I'll tell you, the Sabres move,
especially if Rochester moves the Americans, I'm done with this area. I'm going to move. I'm going to give up also. And that's probably what a lot of my friends are going to do. And they wonder why everybody moves out of here that's in their 20s that has an education.
Well, it's been a variety of reasons, and they're all good ones. But the lack of a hockey team would be one to many people.
It's a rude awakening for a lot of people. Maybe that'll bring out a lot of good things, too, because it wakes us up.
I've had a few emails that want me to point out, I think this is worth pointing out, too, that for all the talk about the Sabres and perhaps their future elsewhere, how about the fact that Western New York has the third highest participation in youth hockey, short of Michigan and Massachusetts? And the Sabres, of course, are a very important part of why kids take up the game. So
yeah,
Thank you, Dennis, for writing that.
They got a built-in infrastructure that is hard to come by when you move into a new city, and it's sitting here, and it's just a sitting duck, and they can be cultivated, and we'll see where it goes, Mike. It'll be an interesting season for a lot of people and a lot of media, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it, I'm sure.
Everyone in Western New York is a Bills fan, but their kids play hockey.
Yep.
That's a trait of Buffalo that has gone on. Everybody plays hockey, even if it's just in front of your house on an icy street because the city hasn't been able to plow it in the last 6 or 7 years. The fact is, kids play hockey, parents send their kids to play hockey, and you see what that youth base has done in Michigan. And you figure that this is one hell of a hockey team, and it deserves better. It deserves better leadership, it deserves better politics, and it certainly deserves good ownership. And it's unfortunate that this particular ownership hasn't been able to hold on, but someone needs to step up because this is one heck of a hockey team, and it would be a crime to see it get away.
Well, last minute of play in the show.
Who wins tonight, Jim?
I think Colorado steps up and gets it done.
Thanks for today.
Thank you.
Mike?
Good hearing your voice, Jimmy.
You too, Michael.
Mike,
okay.
Who wins tonight?
I don't make predictions anymore. I'll never make another prediction as long as I live.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Mike told me earlier, San Jose.
I like Detroit.
I'll take the Mets. Thanks for being with us, guys. Tomorrow, if we can follow the end of this, I loved that. I mean, that's some of the best stuff I've ever heard. I forget. Jim Schoenfeld and Frank DeFord, not in that order. Think about your most valuable sports stuff. Autographs, maybe you've got Roby signing a breast somewhere in the room. You ever used to do that?
On occasion, yeah.
I don't mean in your own house.
No.
Okay, good.
Just on the street.
Hi, Isabel. And also, just think about memorabilia on that. Friday we'll play a Bills-related Survivor. Good guests the rest of the week. Thanks for being with us. Sports Talk for Smart People. For Roby and Jim and Steve Cishon, I'm Mike Shope on 107.7 WNSA. Good night.
Steve Cishon, StanfordMouncer.com.